Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Bubastis Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. You know who else is back and who also supports us on Patreon? Jeremy Skinner!
Hi!
Best friend of the pod.
And you also know hashtag Justice Talk.
That's true.
That's right.
The patrons know about that.
Been very active on Twitter today.
It's very, very active on Twitter, even though the patrons will... Jeremy, as a patron of the podcast, you are getting to hear this episode. I'm going to let the patrons know a month early. They will hear this 30 days after the time we recorded it. That's how early we work ahead sometimes, everybody.
I do feel truly special.
So we all mentioned... that we do not want a season two of Watchmen.
Don't need it.
Jeremy agrees. I agree. Ashley agrees.
Brago agrees.
Even GHL intern Brago is back here.
Sleeping.
He's dead asleep, but even he agrees. And, you know, I know a lot of you listening out there might be like, but why? And we talked about this on the last mailbag episode, that sometimes more... doesn't mean best. And sometimes a thing that, especially fans, very fervent fans, don't realize that stories, the best stories, all end. And the reason why we love them is because they end and they have great endings. And I think Watchmen HBO has a great ending and does not need to be extended. But that's not what the Patreon's about. It's not what the extra is about. So we're going to get crazy here. We're going to go against every fiber of our being, and we're going to throw out any ideas for Watchmen Season 2, or I even love to throw this, a digital comic book that takes place after the events of HBO Watchmen, or even a prequel. So, Jeremy, you and I have had a conversation connected to this before.
Yes. Yes, we have.
And you... I would love to, if you don't mind, if you remember any of those ideas, or do you have any other ideas since we've had that conversation about if there was going to be a Watchmen season two? Let's say HBO came to you. Jeremy Skinner, hello. Ring, ring, ring. Hello, HBO here. Hello, Mr. Jeremy Skinner.
Hi, HBO.
Hi. We really desperately need the viewpoint of a Tolson in Watchmen season two. Damon, taught us that we think the secret sauce of Watchmen is Tulsa, Oklahoma. So we've called you up on the phone. You were recommended to us by your good friend Jason Inman and Ashley Victoria Robinson. So kind of them to suggest you. We're here to offer you all the money in the world and the Hollywood rich and famous contract to create and produce Watchmen season two. What's it going to be about? And by the way, if you don't pitch us to this on the phone right now, we rescind everything.
I mean, okay. That is pretty much how Hollywood works.
Okay. We open in a sewer, right? And everything's really shiny and you can't tell why. And then you see a silver suit crumpled up in the corner. And then you realize everything is shiny because it's covered in lube. And we start on Lube Man.
Yeah.
Is this Lube Man? Is this Lube Man no more?
Look, we did a really progressive thing. Now we need a show led by a white guy. I'm telling you.
No, the honest answer to that question is, I mean, I don't have a specific pitch for it. I think that, you know, if I'm the person that you contact about it, what I do is I try to assemble another diverse group of people to do this. If I am really honestly imagining what a season two of Watchmen looks like, I think that you get another creative voice like Damon Lindelof, and you get another incredible writer's room together and you tell me a different story. And you treat it a little bit more like an anthology type of thing. I think that Donald Glover would be a great choice.
Ooh.
To pick up the Watchmen baton. I do absolutely think that it should be a person of color.
I agree with that statement as well.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, the story that you tell doesn't even necessarily need to be about race outside of the fact that it's such a fundamental part of this universe has been established now via the show. You would imagine that those themes would continue But yeah, my honest answer is I bring Donald Glover in and give him a shot at it. I think Atlanta is revolutionary, excellent television, and I would love to see him bring that same energy into this.
You know, I don't have a choice for who I would want to bring in as the showrunner. I do think Donald Glover is an interesting choice. I'd be very interested to see how Donald Glover does in a genre drama, which is something I have not seen from him before, which is the only reticence I would have to that choice. But to be honest with you, I don't have another strong black showrunner. That I think.
I mean, someone is screaming Jordan Peele at their phone right now. I'm just telling you that that is going to be in the conversation.
Fair. I also don't feel that Jordan Peele fits this project either.
What about?
I think he's a great writer.
Chio Coker, who showran Luke Cage.
I think that's an interesting choice, but I don't.
You can also still say you don't think he's the best choice. That's totally fine.
I don't think he's the best choice. You know who, weirdly, I think would be a great choice for this? And she's already showrunning a couple of their shows. Now, we haven't seen these shows yet. Ava DuVernay, I think, would be such an interesting choice for this. Because she's showrunning right now.
I said on a podcast yesterday I wanted her to direct Jupiter Jed.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so fun. She's the showrunner on a couple of other comic book adaptations. Mm-hmm. So, like, she's kind of in this wheelhouse already. And A Wrinkle in Time, whatever you think about it, it was an adaptation. And
hot take, I liked it.
I haven't seen it.
I watched it on the Disney Plus account that we definitely don't share with Jeremy.
I don't know why you said that on a podcast.
but I just thought it was funny because he's here.
I mean, I might have watched Watchmen on y'all's HBO.
Yeah,
so.
I mean,
I don't know why you guys keep dropping these. This is evidence that they can bump us out. You know, I don't know. Ashley, what do you feel?
I don't necessarily have a showrunner in mind, but I do think Petey would make a really fun, like, bit of supplementary material. I don't know if he could carry an entire series.
No, probably not.
he would be a great, like, maybe like web series or if they were going to do a comic series. Like, I think he could carry a shorter form material, which I know is crazy because Watchmen is only like 9 episodes. If someone came to me and they wanted me to pitch for it, I would want to explore what Bian gets up to. I think she is a very interesting character. And I think there's a lot of really neat implications with her. Now, she might have been murdered in the finale.
She's not. They deliberately show her being left alive.
But I was like, I'm sure they can clone her. But like, she is a character who I was super interested in. And I want to give mad props to Jolie Hong Rappaport, who played her, because she's another young actress. And, you know, casting kids is always what it is. And I thought she was really great and grounded. Like, I would love to see... what does an adult Bian get up to? Does she become a superhero? Does she become a villain? Does she become a cop? Like, what is her future? But I think if they're going to tell another series, I think they probably best to give it 30 years and just jump in the future and create new and original stuff, because the show excels as much in the homage it pays to Watchmen, in the difference that it takes and the liberties that it takes in creating new content as well.
I'm kind of okay with that. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I kind of like waiting the 30 years. I mean, it's the best version, because the other obvious choice, of course, is to do some sort of prequel comic where you see more of Sister Knight. But
I don't know if I need that personally.
I don't know if I need that either. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, it's kind of an obvious choice, because
I mean, we literally got Before Watchmen. So.
I know all around. I just don't care to see Sister Manhattan. And I think anything we see of Angela as Dr. Manhattan will not live up to any expectations. And it's funny because I know at DC Fandom, I didn't watch it, but Tom King is writing a new Rorschach comic book that is a sequel to Watchmen, and it's set in 2020. And he said that while he doesn't tie into the HBO series, he said that he intentionally made sure that he didn't contradict anything in the show so that they could exist one-on-one.
I actually think that's a really smart move on his behalf.
I think that's very smart as well.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all.
How does Rorschach show up in that, out of curiosity?
He has alluded that it's a brand new person dressing as Rorschach, which is the similar thing that Geoff Johns did in Doomsday Clock.
I was going to say, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that we've seen a new person under the mask, so to speak.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. Jeremy, you know, the great thing about extras is that we don't have to stick to the topic because it's extra and we can do whatever we want. As someone who listens to all the extras, I would love to hear your perspective and get a little arrogant here. As a person who has listened to, I'm going to assume, most of the Geek History Lessons.
Probably on the half area, I would say.
Yeah. And probably, you know, half of the GHL extras when you have time. Any observations, what episodes do you like the most? What episodes do you hate? I mean, like, I'm just, you know, we don't get a chance to, like, interview. To talk to a patron or a fan. Yes, somebody who is paying the bills. Thank you for having this light on, by the way. I really appreciate it. But, I mean, any thoughts of that? You've now crossed the line. You're now on both sides now.
Yeah, no, it's very strange feeling being an associate professor. I don't even know what to do with that. But honestly, I really like these episodes. I like you guys' retrospective and conversation episodes. I have made a list of your episodes that I'm going to be listening to very soon for a research project that you two are aware of that I've got going on. You're going to be very, very helpful for me over the next few months. I really do enjoy your Jason and Ashley's adventures episodes. I like to hear you guys be a little bit more casual just because, like, you're my friends and I know you, and it's cool to hear you educate people, but it's also cool to hear you be yourself. I really enjoy that.
Oh, that's very sweet, sir.
I've heard all of these goddamn stories. Can you say something else interesting?
I mean, he's not wrong. He's not wrong there. Well, you know what, everybody? I think that's a perfect place to end it for this GHL Extra. A little on a short side, but you know what? We gave you 90 minutes on Watchmen, so all the retrospectives go long.
I'm also going to say this. You better say really nice things about Jeremy in the comments, because he could read them, and also because he's very special to us. So say nice things about Jeremy in the comments.
Also, don't scare him away for Justice Talk. Hashtag Justice Talk.
You can't scare me away from Justice Talk. Well, I have things to say about Justice League.
You can scare me away from it, so that's all I'll say.
I will say, at the time of this recording, the response has been overwhelmingly positive. And a lot of people, it's so funny, are like, oh, it's cool to hear Jeremy's name because we talk about
Or Jeremy's
you.
Voice.
Yeah, sorry, because we talk about you all the time.
Yeah. Well, this is me. Here's my voice. I personally hate it, but hopefully you don't.
Nah, it's all soft and southern and sultry. All right, so... That's it. Jeremy, one more time, tell the friends and super friends and the patrons where they can find you on Twitter and, you know, so you can leave them Justice League gifts.
Yeah, I am at JL Awesome, and I'm at JL Awesomest almost everywhere else, too.
Was JL Awesome taken, like, Instagram and stuff like that?
Yes, it was.
Oh, so weird.
Yeah. Huh. So I'm JL Awesomer in a couple of places, too. But I don't remember where. So Twitter is the place where I'm most active, which is still very barely.
Well, friends, it's going to lead to some exciting Google to find out where he is, JL Awesomer. anyways, thank you again, Jeremy, for joining us. It was awesome, long, long talk, but I really appreciate you sticking around.
Oh, no, thank you.
All right. You guys, thank you so much for your support. We love doing these extra podcasts. We love being able to bring people like Jeremy on because of your support at Patreon. So thank you so much. I am... Jason Justice Talk Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye, super friends.
Bye.